this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, June 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net by 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2LZ. W2ZXMO, good evening.
KC2NBU.
WATU.
Alright, we'll start here at the top of the list with K2ZZ. Jack, good evening, what's up?
Yeah, I kind of wondered, and I waited and nobody came in. Yeah, okay, good evening. Well, I don't want to miss anybody. Jeff, Andy, Ray. I think I got them all. Oh, John. Well, I missed somebody. Sorry about that. Anyways, we got up to mid-80s here today, which is a little warmer than I like at any time. Right now, we're sitting at about 70.9, about 71 degrees. And it was a beautiful day. No rain, all sunshine, and so people who wanted to have picnics for the, you know, the weekend, they certainly got a break. I think the rain is going to start in another day or so. So, 7 feet all around. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it was a nice day. Windy up here, though. Very windy. If anybody was having a picnic outside, they better nail the plates down. It was definitely a windy one. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Jack. You have a good evening out there, and we'll catch up with you later. W2ZXM Mobile, Andy, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Jack. Good evening, everybody. John, nice to hear you in there. Long time no hear. Oh, it was a good day today. I went down to Ithaca, enjoyed some of the warmer weather. And I'm just off on my way to work here. Day 506, so we're getting close. Getting close to my weekends anyway. And weather still was quite nice. Quite a few bugs out tonight though, hitting that windshield. Splatter, splatter. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoyed the long weekend. And we'll listen out. W2ZXM, back to you, Jeff.
Okay, Andy, well, feel free to hit as many mosquitoes as you can. Boy, they are, right now, they're pretty nasty up in the Adirondacks anyway. But, all right. Well, I'm glad you had a good day up there in Ithaca, and hopefully you can burn through these next 2 days here and get to your weekend and enjoy it. So it looks like you're going to have nice weather this week for it, too. All right, Andy. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, what's up?
Again, we've got 70 up on the hill here, too. It started out cloudy, but what a nice day. I even got in a bicycle ride. So, just having a piece of homemade key lime pie and gonna call it a night. Over.
Well, roger that. Yeah, you can't beat that, huh? Nice homemade pie and after a nice long weekend. Well, good. I'm glad you had a good day. And I myself promised that I wouldn't do anything to break a sweat today. Seems like every day I've been busting it. Whether if it's running up on the towpath or working at the camp on the firewood or whatever, and I was spent up this morning. I ended up taking a nap right after I woke up. I said, that's it. Today I'm not doing anything that requires any kind of raising my blood rate. I'm just gonna go and enjoy it today. So, all right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good evening up there on the hill, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Everyone else on the Black River Valley repeater net here this evening. WA2U here. Kathy and I had a good day. Kathy mowed more of the grass out there. Got it set really high, so got that taken care of, I guess, today, and got a little bit more to do with that. Had a couple logs along the a couple trees I cut down, and keep working away at it. So they're about 5-6 foot logs, and roll them around and cut them up. So we got about 30 pieces blocked up. So put them on a dowel and get them over to where the fire pit's going to be. Not really good wood for the stove, with poplar, but good sized chunk. So they're blocked up now and make them a little bit more easy to manage, and got rid of the stumps. So. Did that this afternoon. It wasn't bad. The breeze was great out there. Kept some of the bugs away. And let's see. Worked on a couple other projects. So all was good. Built a planter on Saturday. Got that completed. It was kind of fun. It took 2 or 3 days to do it because every time I'd start, either the phone would ring or either some company, which was nice. But finally. Got it all knocked together Saturday night, the pressure-treated lumber that's out front here, so we've been doing good. But anyways, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you. Good to hear one this evening, and maybe some other people will jump in and join us. WATU.
Okay, John. Yeah, we burnt some poplar here for a while. It doesn't burn a long time, but when it does burn, it burns hot, so you should be fine with that for your fire pit. You'll like it. Well, it sounds like you kept busy. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, John, and you guys have a good weekend up there, and keep away from the black flies if you can. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I pretty much laid it out. I watched a lot of TV today, this morning anyway, and I didn't even really get out of bed till, I don't know, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock or something. I had gotten up earlier around the house and had some breakfast, and I was just beat, worn out. Long few weeks here of just, seemed like manual labor every day, so I was tired. I recharged the batteries today, and got to get back to work tomorrow, and everyone's got to work, I guess. All right, that's all I have for tonight. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT.
KD2VOA. I think I have transmission sold.
KA2VOA, you sound good to me. What's going on tonight, Glenn?
Hi, Jeff. Just wanted to let you know we're around. Had a nice Memorial Day service. We had three parades and lunch and an afternoon party. So we have an active Legion post, and it was really a buzzing day. That's about all news I got. Mow the lawn. Part of the lawn. Gotta keep up with that. So we'll say 7-8 trees. And catch you another time.
Did you have a good time up there at camp yesterday?
Roger. We put it around. I don't know. We have so many jobs up there that should be taken care of. The we go up there and we sit around and visit, describe the work that we gotta do. But I guess it's all camp talk. Seems to be in pretty good shape. I enjoy it up there. Catch you later. 73.
Okay, Clint, yeah, it was good to see you and Mark and Joni there. Hope you had fun. Hope you, black flies weren't too bad down there that day. They were vicious on us that whole 3 days there. And we managed, but you got the chainsaw running, they weren't so bad. But otherwise, you had to pretty much stand in the smoke in the fire pit to keep them off you. But, well, thank you, Clint, there for you, for your service, and everybody else here, the veteran. And I'm sure the Legion was bustling today, so that's good. I stopped up to your brother's spot there up in the cemetery, and hold on 1 second. And we saw up his grave there, and there were a lot of people up there in the cemetery today. So anyway, thank you, Clint, and everybody else. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2, DFD.
KD2, DFD. Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
It's Pete, Jeff. Not much. Just spent the day up at camp and cut the grass. And I got peppered by all the grass from the wind that you were talking about this morning. I just wanted to say 73 to everybody on the net, and it was really enjoyable checking in every night at 9 o'clock and hearing everybody. I'd like to thank everybody for that and the enjoyment. And I'll see you up in maybe in a couple of weeks. So 73 to everybody, and best wishes.
Ah, that's right, Pete. Why did I put Rich down here? I don't know. It's been a long weekend. I'm sorry. My brain's not operating the way it normally barely operates, so... All right, well, yeah, I'm glad you guys had a good time up here, and safe trip back, and we'll catch up with you next time. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or any check-ins at this time?
WATU.
Go ahead, John.
Thanks, I kind of got two. Well, one, I'm wondering when the Woodsman's Field Days are, maybe if you have an idea, but the Lowville repeater, is that off the air, or on the air, or... you need a special tone, WATU.
It should be on the air. You know, I don't know. I haven't checked it in a while. It was a couple weeks ago, so and as I recall, there's no tone that I remember. I think it was just a 955, and that was it. I'm sorry, what was your other question?
When's the Woodsman's Field Day?
Roger, I think that's the 14th, 15th, 16th day of August. Of August. So, it's usually that second weekend, or was it third weekend this year. So, but yeah, they just, I just saw the sign there, so let me just double check 1 second. Sorry, 15th, 16th, 17th. Yeah, I thought that was wrong. Not the 14th, the 15th, 16th, 17th. So you should be able to catch it then.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. WATU.
Roger, and I just checked here online, and there is no PL for the Lowville repeater. So if you're not hitting it, you're either not in range or it's down. I know they did have some issues there for a little bit, but I thought they were resolved. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And just to let you know there, John, I just clicked down to the Lowville repeater and keyed it up, and I did get the response to the repeater, so it should be up. All right, and this will be the last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Yeah, I'm just probably out of range, WATU.
All right, hearing no one else, I'm now going to close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Andy, Ray, John, Clint, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Union here. This is KB2KOJ for Octan, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octan currently on the 145-17. We hold traffic for KC2WI. Pete, if you're around, we have traffic for you. Stations for Octan coming out first.
This is N2WBH. Good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX, hi Dennis, thank you for checking in. Looking for KC2WI, Pete. If you're around, we've got traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, alright, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for that time, looking for KC2WI. Pete, if you're around, we've got birthday messages for you.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Mark.
WA2U, John. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Looking for KC2WI. Pete, if you're around, we've got traffic. This is KB2KOJ for Octan, looking for KC2WI. Final call for Octan. Final call for Octan. Nothing else heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. We'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear you on tomorrow. KB2KOJ, square. Thanks everyone for coming in.
KB2KOJ,
square.
KB2KOJ, WATU, quick query.
Good.
I'm with Pete's up to. I have a phone number too for him. I may try to give him a call tomorrow, see if what he's up to, or just want to try, see if we catch him here on the repeater. I haven't heard him actually in a while.
I'll give them a call on the phone. Just leave them as the answer machine tomorrow.
Okay, WATU.
Yeah, that's probably what he's doing. I don't know what he'd come in. He doesn't come in a lot of much, so. In fact, I have the phone number here. Jack, give me the phone number.
Okay, Mark, WATU.
Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate it. KB2KOJ, clear.